Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
What an eventful day for the futures market here. We wrapped up lower in the feeder cattle and live cattle markets. April lives were down 80 at 139.37. There was a 138 and 140 cash trade. I looked it up earlier. I think it's been about 5 months straight of about 138 live cattle cash trade. If you go back historically and look at long periods of time, when corn gets hot, typically it's a delayed reaction in live cattle of about 4 months. So with corn higher than you'd expect a rally in the live cattle, and it hasn't happened yet, of course, but we were down 80 in April at 139.37. June's are down 87 at 137.12. August down 47 at 138.07. That June-August spread went out today. You know, it was even money, I think, 2 days ago in June and August, and now it's a negative dollar with June a dollar under the August. March feeders expired today down 7 at 155.90. Yes, the index yesterday was 55.41. Of course, the final settlement price on that will be tomorrow's index printed index price. April feeders down 227 today at 161.40. The May's down 235 at 66.55. And the hogs, we had a bullish hog and pig report yesterday with 98%, so lower than expected. But the hogs were lower. May hogs down $3.42. June hogs down $3.60 at 120.62.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
We had a USDA grain report mid-morning today, and that was the main focus of our attention. But the corn acres were 89.49 million acres. They were looking for 92, so it was lower than expected corn acres. Big surprise by 2.5 million. Beans were higher by about 2.5 million. They were 91 million, which would be a record for beans. And then in reaction to that, the beans were down 40 to 45 cents while corn was up anywhere from 10 to 25. So those big surprises on corn and bean acreage. Wheat was 47.35, right in line with what we were looking for, 47.7. And then cotton acres, 12.23. That was about 230,000 acres more than expected. So big surprises on the corn acres being lower and bean acres being higher. After today's reaction, price-wise, it'll be interesting to see what kind of shift that, if it goes back to what people were thinking beforehand. On the quarterly stocks, wheat was 1.02 billion bushels. They're looking for 1.04, so that was smaller. Corn was 7.85 billion. They're looking for 7.877, so that was lower. And beans were higher at 1.931. So it was really a bullish report for the corn and beans and bearish for wheat, and that's how the market played out throughout the day's close.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.